Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 38th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So most likely, when we get here in chapter number 24, even though it doesn't name the servant, it says his eldest servant of his house had much authority. The word eldest doesn't necessarily mean the oldest, even though it could, but it also means in the context here, he was authority over all of Abraham's house, his properties and all. He'd like the property manager, if you will. He can help. Abraham had so many things out here, he couldn't control it all. So he was a good delegator. And by the way, us as pastors can learn from that, being good delegators. And I try to do that, and I appreciate all the people that help around here. I couldn't do it all. And so there's that delegation involved and people doing jobs. And matter of fact, was that Moses? Yeah, remember Moses, all they had the children of Israel, and they were all complaining, and Moses divided it up into different groups and all. So just say Eleazar, or whoever the steward was, he was over all of Abraham's household. And then you get this interesting statement in verse number 2 and 3. Abraham said, "Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell." And then look at verse number 4. "But thou shalt go into my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac." Now, before we go a little bit farther in this story, I brought my phone for. An interesting thought about this, about putting thy hand under my thigh. Now, most of us think that's very, very, very strange, and it is in today's society. It's very strange, but Abraham was very concerned that Isaac was not to be married to a Canaanite bride. And so what takes place here is a very serious custom, is an ancient custom. There is more than just a handshake. And I wanted to read what a Bible commentator wrote about this. And let me just read this to you. About putting Eleazar's hand under the thigh of Abraham. "According to ancient customs, this described a serious oath. Abraham was extremely concerned that Isaac not to be married to a Canaanite bride." Didn't want to marry a pagan out here. Wanted to marry a godly woman from a godly family. Now, I quote this individual. "The person binding himself to the oath put his hand under the thigh of the person to whom he was to be bound. He put his hand on the part that bore the mark of the circumcision." And you can just imagine, I'm not going into detail, but you know what he's talking about. The sign of God's covenant. Our ideas of delicacy may revolt from the rite used on this occasion. Okay. But in ancient times, when the nature of the covenant is considered and how serious this is, of which circumcision was the sign, we shall at once perceive that this rite or this ritual, whatever you call it, could not be used without producing sentiments of reverence and godly fear. There was nothing nasty about this when they did it. It was a symbol of reverence, of godly fear, as the contracting party must know that the God of this covenant was a consuming fire. So this is very serious saying that they did. As a matter of fact, this was done before, done later. Turn me to Genesis chapter number 47. Genesis 47. Between Jacob and Joseph, a father and a son. Genesis 47, let's read verse number 29. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. Of course, we know this was Jacob. And he called his son Joseph and said unto him, If I now have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt, but I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in the burial place. And he said, I will do as thou said. And he said, Swear unto me. And he swore to him, and Israel, Jacob, bowed himself upon his bed's head. So you see, this is a very serious thing that Abraham, Eleazar, Jacob, Joseph was doing this. So Abraham wanted to make sure that his servant would do what he asked him to do without any question. So they made this oath and, if you will, this covenant once again. Now, in verses number 5 through 9, we see that the mission is clearly defined. Abraham tells Eleazar, the servant, whoever he is, what he expects. Let's read this. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure, the woman who I'm looking for will not be willing to follow me into this land. Must I needs bring thy son again into the land from whence thou came? And Abraham said unto him, Beware that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord of God, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and spake unto me and that swear unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife. There was no doubt in Abraham's mind that this is going to take place. Thou shalt take a wife unto my son from this. And if the woman not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this oath. Only bring not my son thither again. He's not going to this with the Canaanite people. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of his master and swore to him concerning the master. So he has some clear marching orders, if you will, what Eleazar was demanded of by Abraham. So we see that he left. Verse number 10 through 14, we see the mission was fulfilled in that. Verse number 10, the servant took 10 camels. Remember, he was a very, very wealthy man, Abraham was. Camels of his master, and departed. Matter of fact, the thought of is here, he didn't wait around. He got those camels and left immediately. It's a thought. For all the goods of his master were in his hands, and he arose and went into Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. Remember, this is where Abraham came from. Way back in the Ur of the Chaldees. He left that area in the Mesopotamia. That's where he's talking about. And he made his camel to kneel down and without the city by a well. The water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. I love that. This servant depended upon God. He wasn't going to do this on himself. Hey, I can do this thing. He gets to where he was supposed to go, to the area of Abraham's home place, if you will. Okay? And he prays, Lord, be good to me. That's what it means. Literally, send me good speed this day. Hear my prayer and speedily do this and listen to what I have to say and answer my prayer and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, Drink, and I'll give thy camels drink also. That's very important here. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Abraham's right. Show me, Lord, I need to know this is the right woman.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org. to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.